In its current form, the state holds a 25% share of the massive Alaska LNG project, partnering with ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips. But Walker says that in a meeting on February 9th, the company said they weren't sure they'd be able to continue the project next year as planned and offered two options: slow down work or let the state take control.
The words they use is we transition the project over to the state, which was the exact words that they used. That took us completely by surprise, which was fine. I mean, they certainly have every right to do that.
Walker says the company still wanted to continue negotiations on fiscal certainty. That's jargon for locking in taxes on the project. But he says with the whole structure up in the air, the state didn't see a point in that and broke off negotiations. Companies told a slightly different story to lawmakers on Wednesday. They said they just received the proposal for a state-controlled gas line last week, the same time it was made public to reporters. Walker says that puzzles him.
Not only did they understand it, it was their idea, I mean, their concept that they brought to us. So I'm a little surprised when what they could mean is that this is the first time they've seen this specific on-paper proposal as a follow-up to what they had proposed. Perhaps that's what they were saying, but the concept, goodness, it was one that was that they brought to us.
Either way, in testimony on Wednesday, the companies did not seem enthusiastic about a state-run project. All three stressed the key point is whether an Alaska natural gas project can compete in the current global market. In other words, can it be built cheaply enough? And right now, it's clear the companies don't think so. Alaska BP regional manager David Van Tile said he understands the state's desire for a project, especially given Alaska's budget situation.
But we don't want to move quickly at all costs. We don't want to rush into the largest energy project in North America that only ends up losing lots of money for all of us.
Lawmakers also expressed skepticism on Wednesday. They grilled the new head of the state-owned Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, Keith